A lot of companies are interested in your health data. Doctors and insurance companies are bound by federal privacy laws, as we heard from Todd Bookman. But the internet is a whole different world. Tim Liebert, a doctoral student at the University of Pennsylvania, has been researching what happens when you search for health information online. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And tell me, what did your research find?
So what I did is I took about a list of 2,000 common disease names, everything from migraines to breast cancer. I ran those through a search engine. I found about 80,000 pages that were related to those terms. And I looked at those pages, and I found about 90% of those, when you load the page in your computer, it tells hidden parties the address of the page you're looking at.
Hidden parties, meaning who?
Most of the times it's advertisers, so these are your kind of marquee names, your Googles and Facebooks. But I also found kind of further down there a fair amount of tracking going on by data brokers. So these are companies like Experian and Axiom. And their core business model is not advertising per se, but selling information about you to whoever wants to buy it.
So if they know what diseases I've been searching for on the web, what would they do with that information?
There's a couple of things going to happen. I mean, there's been some cases in Canada, actually, where Google got in trouble because they were marketing medical devices to people based on their search terms. The other thing that can happen is there's actually companies that sell lists of people who have different diseases or symptoms. There's been some kind of chilling cases. There's companies selling lists of people who had been raped or, people who had AIDS. So it's a very opaque market, but basically information comes from a variety of sources that gets correlated and crunched and then gets sold.
If these were inquiries that I made of my doctor's office or of the HMO that I belong to, they couldn't share that or sell that to third parties. That would be a violation of HIPAA. On the web inquiries, is there any regulation at all here?
Yeah, so HIPAA's a pretty good law, but it covers stuff that people were thinking about at the time, like your doctor's office, your insurance claims processors. But anything that's happening on the web today is completely unregulated. And we've also been seeing a lot lately that this is of interest to criminals. So there's additional kind of worry that not only is it not protected by HIPAA, it's not really protected at all.
But would you agree that there's a qualitative difference between a search, which is data that you're curious about, it might even be something that an acquaintance of yours has just been diagnosed with, and a doctor's visit, which would affirmatively diagnose and treat a condition?
I think there's certainly a qualitative difference, and especially with the relationship one has with their doctor versus the relationship you have, with a website. The problem is when you're dealing with a website or a doctor, you should have a pretty clear idea of who's in the picture. When you go on the web or you use apps on your smartphone, there's actually a lot of parties in there you don't know about. So it's impossible for a patient to really make a decision about what they want to share.
That's Tim Liebert, a doctoral student at the University of Pennsylvania. His study is called Privacy Implications of Health Information Seeking on the Web. Tim Liebert, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
By the way, among the sites that pass data to third parties are CDC.gov and the commercial site WebMD. The CDC points us to an online privacy policy which says the data they send to Google Analytics is anonymized. But Tim Liebert says that's, in his words, not nearly sufficient. He says that still doesn't provide protection that's comparable to HIPAA.